Mahaprabhu took sannyas and went to Puri. But when he returned, all came to this place. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when returned and going to Vrindavan, he first went to Vidyananda. But there so many persons were gathering, so he came here in a Govinda or Madhav Bhakta, in Madhav Das. And silently, keeping secretly, he was here. So they all came and begged pardon to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is Aparaj Bhandan. Also, we see that here is Govardhan, and crossing the river Ganges, there is Gokul, carrying inside him Mathura. So Mathura plus Gokul is on top of the Mayapur, the birthplace of Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in this side, Govardhan. But in Vrindavan, we see that Govardhan is from north to south, south Uchari, and in north Radha Kunda and Shyam Kunda. In the midst, Mukharbinda and Haridev and Mansi Ganga, also Dhanghat, in the midst. But here, the direction is changed. In the north, Radha, in north, Bhandirban and Bahulaban. That Mamgachi is Bhandirban, Bhandirbat, where Ram and Sita were staying. And Bahulaban, nearby to your ashram, there, Chatikara, crossing Chatikara railway line to go to Batigram, that is Bahulaban. Bahulaban means Bahu. Bahu means Somi. La means Leela. So many places of so many beautiful pastimes of Krishna. Krishna used to go to graze cows, but actually for not this reason. He used to have any occasion to meet with gopis. So this lila, Kusum, Kusum Chen, and all other lila, they used to meet there. So this is Bahulaban. These are in north here. And Govardhan, Uchai is there in south, but in Govardhan, Uchari is in south, and here is in north. And Radhakund is in south here, Radhakund and Shyamkund. And this place is in the middle, Rasasthani, Bansibar, Sevakund, and middle one, all places are here. So Ras Leela, going here. Panchvani is so nearer to this. So Jamuna is passing through this Rasasthali, Bansibar, Yudhivan. Because Ganges is in west side and Jamuna is in this side. Mansi Ganga is also in this side. So this place has so many things. Also, Prabhupada was coming to this place, and that Prabhupada Maya at first was nearer to your place in Mayapur, Prabhupada Maya and Vriddhashi. Vriddhashi is like Sadashi in Vrindavan, Yukishwar Mahadev. And Prabhupada Maya is Jogmaya, having worked in Gokul and came to Mathura and became Mahamaya from Jogmaya. So At first Jogmaya was there, we are at your place, between your place and Mayapur. Now she has come to this place. It is Kaudha Maya, but now they call Kodama. They don't know all these things. And in the hand of Vasudev and in the laps of Yashoda and Nanda Baba, she was Jogmaya. But when she came in the hands of Kansa, she became Mahamaya. Like this. So she had received from Mahamaya. Here Prabhupada came and went to give some lecture, and at once the mob of Sahajiya Babaji, smart Brahmins and all other attack. And our Gurudev has done a very good service there. Mm-hmm. He took his life in his hands and tried to serve Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada went to Mayapur again, and Gurudev, anyhow, was kept. By the order of Prabhupada, in this place of smart Brahmins and Sahajiya Babaji, Lalita Sakhi here, and is in the shape of Gopi, Lalita, used to do bhajan here. Lalita Sakhi, Amadev, Jekhani, Ujjay Mandu, Tatsai,
Gunga. Lalita
Sakhi,
in the Manipur?
In Manipur.
That is where we are staying.
Nearby. Lalita Sakhi and all others, our Guru Maharaj strongly established here, Mark, and established court they were here forever. A smart Brahmin was very learned person. All Vedas and Sankha, Nyaya, and all other Joga, the master of all, his name was Gopendra. And Prabhupada used to tell him Gomphendu. Gomphendu means like this. But his name was Gopendu. But Prabhupada turned his name as Gomphendu. And he was at very serious terms with Prabhupada at that time. He was one of the enemy of the Prabhupada. But when Prabhupada went on Guru Maharaj, established his smart, our Guru Maharaj invited all the smarts here. He came and he spoke very highly for Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. At that time we could not realize him, that he was a very great person, best personality, and he was great, learned, and he was so much good devotee. But now we realize that actually he was a very learned person, he was associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But you have done so much thing that you have established Pakka Kolodi, because all the here you are so clever and you are so intelligent that you have served your Prabhupada. So here also you with your Prabhupada or Prabhupada with you all came and stayed in these rooms. Very little Andhakur.
I stayed there.
So much raining. Indra was so much pleased to Musaladhar Varsha for 7 days. Day and night.
September 1970.
Saman Krishna Prabhupada.
You were also there? Only one in them. So it is a place of great importance here. Here also I was given mantra and also initiated, and also after some time I took sannyas here. And for 50 years, yes, I am coming in Parikrama every year. Only 1 year I was absent, when I was in Bombay,
Pharyngoplasty.
When was that?
About 3-4 years.
90.
Huh? 90.
You also told us before that when your Gurudev established this ashram, he gave one division of the ashram to each sampradaya. Yeah.
Nine gumbas. Navdha Bhakti.
Nine divisions
of this mat. Upasya Khanda. Mandir. And Upasak Khanda, meaning Bhakta, that thing and there. And Praise, Prachar Khanda. Kirtan, Nat Mandir, Kirtan Khanda. And Govardhan, cows, service. Go Khanda, Govardhan Khanda, that was Govardhan. And in South, Gyan Khanda means knowledge Khanda. That is where Vaishnav used to go in the bathroom. I think that Bhaktivinoda Thakur or Narasimha Chakrabarti, Janitan Bhakti Ratnakar and Pandit Dham Parikrama, they have located the places where are the 12 forests in 9 islands. And what pastimes were played by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? I think Bhaktivinoda Thakur at that Chakrabarti had realized all these things by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastimes. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this place, when he came and thought he was in that mood and what he did, from his point of view or from mood, they have discovered all these things. When he used to go to Godrum, when he used to go to Madhadip, when he used to Madhadruma, when he used to come to this place, when he used to go to Vidhadip, what modes and what changes took place in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu place? From there, that thing, your point, that has located all these things. When he came to this place, when he went to Ratudip, near Chakahati, he was full of the mood of Srimati Radhika and Radha Kundalini Shyamko. In the way, we stayed there and told Harikatha there. And that place is Kobala. Kobala. Where is that Kishori? Is Kobala. Is there Kobala? This is Radha Kundalini Shyamko. Very good scenery there.
Yeah, I remember you took us there.
So there are so many things here. Our bhajan also. Mayur can come. Some other birds can come. I'm asleep. very beautiful, like Govardhan here.
We did a puja. We did some puja there on Nityananda Trail to see. We worshipped over there and then we moved on.
On one hand, you teach that one has to engage in Raghunuga Bhajan to get Radha Krishna conjugal service. So how is it that simply by dying in Navadvip or having...
No, you just dying. Anyone does not die in Navadvip. Anyone does not die. Anyone does not die.
Like if you bathe here or Lord Shiva speaks in your ear. So when it says that in the scriptures, in your Navadvipa jhana,
ordinary person, you don't know anything about that.
So what is that liberation that it's talking about? That
it means to have the service of Krishna.
But that just means you go on the way towards that, but you don't get it immediately.
Yes, yes, yes. You don't need that.
Devi, what were you praying at that time?
You want to take my own thing? You want to take my view here? Also to take it back.
You can turn the box off. That is the ugly box.
It is at one speed. ऐसी कोई चीज है वो मिला भी चिंता नहीं है मिला भी चिंता ठीक है यानी लेफ्ट लेफ्ट चिंता नहीं लाइक ही आज पत्थर कहने की आयरन कैन बी गो Krishna, but yet everything is Radha Krishna. কিছু ভাবে নিলাম,
কিন্তু যেখানে যে বড়াখানের মধ্যে সেই ভ্রাম্যমান ভাব দেখা যাচ্ছে, like the disguise of a woman, it seems that Radharani does not recognize him. But sometimes when Krishna puts on a dress of a woman, like Kishori, it appears that Radharani does not recognize him immediately. How is that?
It is not Leela. So
Yoga Maya arranges when she will know. She makes Radharani dance and Krishna dance according to her desire.
She makes Krishna dance, she makes all others dance. Like Kathakali, Krishna does not know that I am dancing Radharani, does not know that. And she becomes like this all the time and not knowing nothing.
Yoga Maya. What is some prayer to Yoga Maya herself?
Radhesh Kale Pranta Vinoda Binna Shabitan Yoga Tantri Hidalu Tatya Kavisha Bandha Shri Paunamashin Shisha Namami Shri Paunamashas Charnaram Bande Bhagavatam Shri Krishna Vidavatam Namadunam Yasya Mana Sarvani Shishaya. Oh, your wife, you are always seated in the rest of the world. You know, you make dance, Krishna got it and all. Without your help, anyone cannot go to the realm of Radha Krishna, you will claim. So I am going down to you, and left and left and
is this Rupa Goswami? Who wrote this? Who wrote this prayer?
I don't remember.
Let's bring the Devi play. Let's bring the Devi play in the holy festival. The festival of holy. What part does Vrinda Devi play?
She makes Krishna a young lady, Kishori, and Srimati Radhika makes Kishore, and they she arranges colors and everything. She makes something like rubber leather and keeps gun in that and gives in the hands of Krishna, and Krishna comes here and no shame, nothing. Let him go part of the table. Manka गुब्बारा आज तो मनता गुब्बारा जानती है मनता गुब्बारा
That's the meaning of the colors and splashing, that the thoughts are bursting out.
The color teaches here.
What's the significance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day being the same day as the holy festival arranged by Vrindadevi? What is the significance? The significance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance day being the same day as Vrindadevi's holy arrangement of the colors. It's on the same day. Why your party skips over the Dhameswara Vishnu Priya temple. When your party goes on parikrama, you do not go to the Vishnu Priya Dhameswara Mandir.
Where?
In Navadweep, your party does not go there?
Where Dhameswara?
The Vishnu Priya temple.
Where?
With the Gauranga deity.
Where?
I don't know exactly where it is.
All are imitation. Here, because at that time Navadvip was Mayapur was on that side. Only what is there here from 250 years, not before. And here they want some pranam. All are bound to give there, so we don't. Where there is bound, there is no thakur. So we don't go.
They say that that's the place where Vishnu Priya worshipped Gauranga?
Is there.
Across
that river, at Mayapur. Where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jogpith is there, he used to worship and he used to live there, not here.
Is the Gauranga deity bona fide here? Then it's not bona fide.
Where?
The Gauranga deity here they have?
I thought that that was after Vishnu Priya, flood and came. Anyone was doing worship, and after that it came anyhow to Chapati Kaliti Achari, Samudrugaya Pare Kaunthe Station, Dhatrigram. Dhatrigram Achari, Arekta Achari? Bagnapara it came.
The deity?
That deity. And after that deity where?
Go on.
I don't know. You go there?
No. Then he says that there's a Vasudev Dutt Saranga Thakur in Mama Gachi that you don't go to?
Mama Gachi.
Saranga Bhagavati Pakasana,
Mama Gachi. I go. But... it was in the custody of Bagh Bajar. Bagh Bajar means Gauriya Math by Vasudev, Ananta Vasudev,
mm-hmm.
who kept a lady and living his sannyas.
Mm-hmm.
And he was against Vaishnava and Prabhupada. He left also Prabhupada and he criticized Prabhupada.
Mm-hmm.
Eh? That he did not know Rasa Shastra. And he took all the books of edited by Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and gave it in the Om of Ganga. So whole Gaudiya Math reject him. So by this cause we don't go. But we do pranam from far away to this place. If they will go away from there, their disciples,
mm-hmm.
then we will go.
Mm-hmm. He has one last question. He has beads, you know those black beads from Radha Kund?
Eh?
Those beads from Radha Kund. You know at Radha Kund they sell these strands of beads, black beads, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj had them on his altar, but now he's wondering, are they really bona fide? And if they are bona fide, what are we supposed, what is our relationship with them?
I could not understand.
You know those black beads?
Black
beads? Beads. You know beads, they have beads, mala, at Radha Kund.
Black?
They have black mala.
That black?
Black mala at Radha Kund.
Hmm.
And many, from Radha, they say it's from Radha Kund, the mud at Radha Kund.
From what they make.
That's what they say, and he's wondering if it's bona fide, and do we have anything that we should do with it? Should we worship it or anything?
Mala, mala.
Black mala at Radha Kund, they sell for a few rupees, and many devotees worship.
All our Vaishnav, your Gurudev, had taken that black mala, black bee?
Not to my knowledge, I don't know.
You want to do new things? If he wants to do new things, he can.
Okay.
And if it is superior than Tulsi Mala, then I take. Otherwise, why question? What our Guru Parampara has accepted, adopted, done, we will accept only this. No new things. New.
So we have nothing to do with the black mala. Okay. Also, I was just wondering, I seem to be always doing the wrong thing and saying the wrong thing at the wrong time, and I can't seem to change. So how can I change so that I can say and do things pleasing to the Guru Parampara?
Like
what? I always make mistakes, saying the wrong thing at the wrong time, or doing the wrong thing.
Thousand and thousand lives we have done wrong, so we are accustomed. So it will take some time to change, gradually. When it will come in your blood, in your everything, it will be easy for you. By the associations of pure devotees. You have changed so many, you have changed so much. By the associations of your Prabhupada. No? So much. And something has been changed by my associate. The rest will be also changed. Go on. With a firm belief, firm faith on our Guru Parampara and our rules and regulations. It will. I will die. I will think like so. I may die. Whole world will be opposite to me. No, I don't care. I will serve my Gurudev, my Guru Parampara, Krishna and Radha, Mahaprabhu Nityananda. If whole world is opposite and doing against me, creating troubles and problems, yet I am
is still an impact.
Firmly situated in service.
I will not go against Vaishnava Guru Parampara.
Guru, can I ask a question? You said that qualities like Bob and Brain are personalities. So what kind of personalities?
Which personality which? Like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Prasadas Kaviraj Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, after that Jiva Goswami, then Prasadas Kaviraj Goswami, then Narottam Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Balbhai Vidya Bhushan,
so,
and Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada and all.
So those personalities of those qualities are like Manjaris?
Don't tell these things. Keep it separate. No? Keep it separate. When alone or anything, then you should. We should try now to do our chanting pure, our thinking pure, your all activities pure first. And try to remove all the anaks so that more and more pure. And that will come automatically by association, by reading, by remembering, by.
One more thing. I was 2 days ago. I asked you a question. I said, if a person cannot have prem in this body, if a person cannot have prem in this body, then even when that person takes birth in the womb of a gopi in Krishna's lila, wherever it's happening, then still he won't be able to have prem because it's still. It's still no. The earthly plane.
Then abhas will be there. But sarup siddhi will be there.
But for some time that it's not there, only when they...
Without sarup siddhi, anyone cannot go in the omb of gopi or in the prakat lila of Krishna.
But the body is still here. Like the gopis who couldn't go to Krishna because they
but it will be changed. If he will go in the home of gopis, the body will be upright and bhav will be gradually developed. And something which is lacking or which is not developed, it will develop in the associations of Nitya Siddhanta. Then everything will be correct and he will mix in and serve in rasa and you should do all these practices. After that, you will understand fully. If there is no bhajan, you cannot understand all this. There is lacking in our understanding. There is no sanskar yet to understand all this. So gradually, go on developing your sadhan bhajan.
You were saying that Bob doesn't have a separate personality but manifests, but the Manjaris are the personalities of Bob and Prem?
I could not understand.
You were saying to Induleka that Bob and Prem don't have separate personalities but the Manjaris are the personalities of Bob and Prem? Is that what you were saying?
You said
that qualities like Bhav, Prem, Ashakti, all of these qualities, they're not just qualities, they're people, they're personified. But how? Who are they? Are they Manjaris? Who are those personalities?
You know Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami? You should remember them as the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nitya Parikar. They are not worldly men. From outer
outer
vision.
Reason. We see that he is Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami Raghunath Das Goswami. We should follow him, them all, by our outer practices. What he did, how he chanted, how he did services to Mahaprabhu. We should try to follow them by our sadhana. And he was innerly Rukmanjari and Ratimanjari or all others. When that Shuddha Sattva will come here, now at time we have may have some greed, only that. We may have some greed in this body and in sadhana avastha. But when actually that Shuddha Sattva will come in our heart by the grace of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, or Krishna, or the all another associate, Gurudev, then it will be very clear and very easy for us to follow inner mood of Rupmanjari, Ratimanjari. Otherwise, we are greed, we should try to increase our greed. And doing outwardly, following Rupa Goswami and Raghunath. By Vairagya, Vairagya, you know, Vairagya and his sadhan bhajan. Always thinking in the remembering Radha and Krishna and Mahaprabhu and his associates. If you will do purely, then automatically that Shuddha Sattva will come and everything will be changed. If there is anything requirement of these worldly things, anything. It may be lust, praise, rupees, money, anything. Then it will not come. When everything will go, then Shuddha Sattva will come. Not in this thing. If there is any requirement of this world, anything, then anyone will be pure like Sukadeva Goswami or Billa Mangal Thakur. I am not giving the instances of Rupa and Raghunath because they were not the persons of this world. So, for Sadat it has been given the example of only Billa.